CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The campaign trail heats up as CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports the Democratic presidential ticket stumping for support today in a key state.
So Harris and Walz are here in western Wisconsin later today. J.D. Vance will also be here as he follows them around the country. Our latest CBS News poll gives Trump a one-point edge over Harris here in the Badger State. A good reminder that this is one of those states that's going to get significant time and attention from both campaigns.
Earlier today in Wisconsin, Vance took aim at the new number two on the Democratic ticket, who had poked fun at his Ivy League background.
The fact that Tim Walz wants to turn it into a bad thing, that I actually worked myself through college, through law school, and made something myself. To me, that's the American dream. And if Tim Walz wants to insult it, I think that's frankly pretty bizarre.
There's a lot of flooding in the southeast from a storm that just won't quit.
The remnants from what was Hurricane Debby have prompted flood warnings and watches across parts of the Carolinas and Virginia. Shadrach Canty has been busy filling sandbags near his home in Clarendon County, South Carolina.
Katrina come through here. We had a lot of rain and stuff, but you know, we managed to make through it, so that's why I was saying I'm trying to prepare for it now. I don't know how it's going to be tonight, but they tell me a storm coming through, so that's what I'm trying to prepare for.
Some places in the southeast could see another foot of rain the next several days. Jim Crisula, CBS News. Well,
Delta passengers have filed a class action lawsuit against the airline, alleging that the impact of the company's flight cancellations after the CrowdStrike computer outage, that is, was disastrous. Now to El Dorado County, California, where a new wildfire has grown to 70 acres. CAL FIRE's Marjorie Miner.
It's not very big, but it is in a remote area with lots of timber, so getting crews in there is very difficult. We had to just take some bulldozers to open the roads.
In Southern California, people were rattled by a magnitude 5.2 earthquake centered 85 miles northwest of L.A.
Immediately it shook for a bit, and we're like, whoa. What was that?
I was driving. It was just shaking. It felt like I was going to fall off my bike.
No major damage reported. Newly published research indicates ocean temperatures in Australia's Great Barrier Reef hit their highest level in 400 years over the past decade. And CBS's Cammie McCormick has more on the high cost of extreme heat.
We're making a lot of adjustments to keep the power bills lower. 7 in 10 Americans say extreme heat has had an impact on their electricity bills. A new poll from AP and the Nort Center for Public Affairs research also finds the heat has had an impact on sleep, pets, and exercise routines.
Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 241 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Big Lots is closing 7 stores in Wisconsin, including the location in Mount Pleasant. The retailer plans to close up to 315 stores due to financial struggles and declining sales. Julia Robinson has been appointed to fill the vacant 5th District seat on the Kenosha County Board. Robinson, who previously served on the Kenosha Common Council and currently leads the County Board of Health, will serve until the spring. Racine Unified has launched a new app. It's designed to enhance communication with families and features news updates, event calendars, and school menus. The Waterford Town Board has implemented a hiring freeze for the police department amid concerns over officer training and ongoing staff suspensions. The Racine Journal-Times reports the decision comes as the town faces manpower shortages. And a Kenosha Quick Trip is planning a significant expansion with plans for a 3,000-square-foot addition. If approved by the Plan Commission, construction at the Green Bay Road and 52nd Street store would start in October and be completed by March. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers shut out the Braves.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opened their series in Atlanta last night with a stunning 10-0 shutout of the Braves. Pat Murphy shuffled the batting order and got results, including a pair of home runs from Willy Adames.
First hitter of the game, Terang set the tone, and then William comes up big after 2 strikeouts and hits the ball down the line. Willy obviously has a huge night. William has a nice night. A lot of guys contributed, and you know that's what it's about.
NFL, when the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland Saturday, you'll see Jordan Love playing in a preseason preseason game. Now, Aaron Rodgers did not touch the field in a preseason game his final 4 years in Green Bay under Matt LaFleur. Why the change?
Just going through, kind of reevaluating the last couple of years when we've had guys not play, and then last year having all the guys play. I thought it was beneficial for us early on, especially week one, just to kind of knock some of the rust off. I think there's a lot of value of going through just getting your mind right to get ready to play a football game.
As Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and quite mild today. High temperatures climb a little warmer than yesterday to the upper 70s. New clouds building in overnight as a cold front approaches tomorrow morning, bringing chances for scattered showers through the afternoon. Clearing by early evening, a sunny weekend lies ahead. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 73 degrees at our studios.
The rest of the story. I wonder, football fans, would you remember the 1967 NFL Championship game? I'll bet you will when I recall with you that it was December 31, 67. It was 13 below. It was Dallas Green Bay. And with seconds to play, the score was 17-14 in favor of the Cowboys. Just seconds left. The Packers ball on the Dallas 1 foot line. All timeouts were gone. A field goal would only tie, but Packer quarterback, the great Bart Starr, carried the ball himself, and the Green Bay victory is history. Now, the quarterback sneak's always a daring play, carrying with it the sensation of solitary accomplishment, but there are invariably two men responsible for its ultimate success, the quarterback himself and the guard who opens the hole. The Green Bay guard in this case was Jerry Kramer. Now, Kramer had to take out Cowboy tackle Jethro Pugh so that Bart Starr could get through. If Jerry Kramer had been hurt on the play, it would have surprised nobody. But Kramer was not hurt. He was not even shaken because he was on a nice, safe pro football field. I'll explain that in a minute. Jerry Kramer, the Green Bay guard, had moved from Texas in 1967, had tangled with the biggest and the meanest of them all, but few to compare to Pugh, Jethro Pugh, the Cowboy tackle, now his primary antagonist in this 1967 championship game. In Kramer's Green Bay diary, he describes the events leading up to what was perhaps the Packers' most famous confrontation, and certainly Kramer's moment of glory. Now, all the while Jerry Kramer is relating these events, he's remembering this one Cowboy defensive end, hulking Jethro Pugh, and what he liked to do when he could get to you, when he could get to you on the line. But for all of the bluster and the tough talk, Kramer survived the day without a scratch because, as I say, he was on a football field. And, as I say, I'll explain that in a few seconds. 1 minute, 30 seconds to play. Green Bay finds the Dallas 30, then the 11, 16 seconds left. After a thrilling 68-yard drive, the Green Bay Packers find themselves in possession of the ball on the Dallas 1 foot line. You know the rest. For one last time, Kramer slammed into Pugh hard enough so that Starr could carry the ball, and the quarterback sneak won it all for Green Bay. Now we're back to the winning locker room. The eager reporters ask a now famous Kramer what it feels like to be charged by big Jethro Pugh. Well, Kramer would say he is tough, but the whole truth didn't come out that day. That Jerry Kramer's battle scars were all self-inflicted. I mean it. For all of the blood and guts about the hazards of professional football, Jerry Kramer, long before that game began, was a walking disaster area. An accident looking for a place to happen. And again and again and again, once he hit himself in the face with the blade of an axe and removed part of his chin. Another time he backed into a lathe, which removed part of his posterior. He'd knocked over a shotgun, which put two rounds of buckshot in his side. He'd stepped on a wooden plank, which sent 4 or 5-inch splinters into his groin. All of this before he ever set foot on a professional football field. So, as I say, football was easy. Football was comparatively easy. Had Jerry Kramer earlier in his career gone to work in a factory instead, he might have killed himself by now. And now you know the rest of the story.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, despite the heat, it'll be alright, and babe, don't you
you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like we need, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night, despite the heat, it'll be alright. Babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Timeless, this right here at WRJN, and you just heard Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. He was on here for like 56 years before he passed away. You know, the next chance to hear the rest of the story, 7:25 tomorrow morning with Don Rosen right here on WRJN.
I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. No, won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can see this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. Oh, once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey,
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. I'm sitting in the railway station.
station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was. Escaping home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Simon and Garfunkel, Homeward Bound on WRJN. Man, they had some powerful stuff. It seems like a crime that those two cannot get along. You know who can? The Turtles. They get along with Jay and the Americans, the Association, Badfinger, the Vogues, and Kyle Sills, and they're going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair this coming Sunday night. I actually want to go see them really bad because they just, all of them do a great show. And of course, I knew Barry Kausel because he lived in Milwaukee in 1996-97. And I actually worked with his wife, Debbie, at the time. Got to know his two youngest kids. Super nice kids, by the way, just like Barry was. Barry, you knew, was troubled, but was so nice that you quickly got over that and you absolutely loved him. So they're going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair this Sunday night, closing up the fair. And if you miss them, you can always check them out at the Dells later this month. Just look for the Turtles Happy Together Tour, which they do every summer with different bands. And the Turtles usually do it with the Kyle Sills and some other famous singers, but it's going to be really good this year.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at PaceBig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
JN, local news, timeless hits, and the late, great Jim Croce. You know, Don Rosen said something really hit me the other day about Jim. He wasn't even alive to enjoy his music. He only became famous after he passed away.
Little south side of Chicago. About 6'4", all the way downtown.
wants fancy clothes, and he likes to wear his diamond rings on everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental, he got a Eldorado too, he got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun, he got a razor in his shoe.
This right there, WRJN, Mighty Quinn, Quinn the Eskimo from Manfred Mann. Welcome to the rest of your day. That's right. That earworm, that ain't going away, buddy. That's going to all through your head all day, along with that little whistle they've got in that song. We're going to check in now with the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz campaign in Wisconsin today. The Democratic ticket made its debut last night in Philadelphia.
We are the underdogs in this race, but we have the momentum, and I know exactly what we are up against.
Harris and Walz are scheduled to speak in Eau Claire sometime around 1 in the afternoon. Republican running mate J.D. Vance will also speak in Eau Claire. Stay with Civic Media for live coverage. Four hotel security guards are now charged with felony murder in the death of a Milwaukee man in June. The medical examiner says Devontae Mitchell died of what's called restraint asphyxia. Mitchell's family's been calling for charges for more than a month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Big locks are coming to doors at several big lots in the area. The big box retailer says they'll close 7 Wisconsin stores, including locations in Menominee Falls, Mount Pleasant, and West Bend. It's part of a nationwide downsizing. According to a recent SEC filing, the company plans to close up to 315 stores due to financial struggles and declining sales. A hiring freeze for police has been set in a Racine County community. The Racine Journal-Times reports the Waterford Town Board has implemented a hiring freeze for the police department due to concerns about officer training and ongoing staff suspensions. The decision comes as the town deals with manpower shortages and debates about expanding the Racine County Sheriff's Office role in local law enforcement. A Kenosha Quick Trip is getting bigger. The company was recently before the Plan Commission, showing off plans for a roughly 3,000-foot addition to the location at Green Bay Road and 52nd Street. It'll include a bigger kitchen and new fryers, plus a walk-in cooler. If approved by the Plan Commission, construction would start in October and be done by March. And firefighters were called to Great America Monday for a structure fire, but no rides were impacted and damage was minimal. The Gurney Fire Department says an electrical strip cord shorted out in the Six Flags Administrative Building, which caused a burning odor but no active fire. No injuries or significant damage were reported. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny and quite mild today. High temperatures climb a little warmer than yesterday to the upper 70s. New clouds building in overnight as a cold front approaches tomorrow morning, bringing chances for scattered showers through the afternoon. Clearing by early evening, a sunny weekend lies ahead. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
WRJN.
local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. If you heard a story that Stuart J. Waddle shared with you and want to hear the rest of the story, you can always check our news website on WRJN.com.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad.
Trouble on me.
It's the Birds, Mr. Tambourine Man on WRJN Local News Timeless. Says, tell a friend. Tell several of your friends. I even take requests sometimes. You call me. Yeah, you can call me, actually, because I know our phone number now. Although I don't have it sitting in front of me. Wait a moment. It's 262-634-WRJN.
American woman, stay away from me. American woman, mama, let me be. Don't come a hanging around my door. I don't want to see your face no more. I got more important things to do than spend my time growing old with you. Now, woman, said stay. What I say, American woman, get away from me. American woman, mama, let me be. Well, come and knock it. Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, said, get away. American woman, listen what I say. Hey.
Guess who on WRJN Local News Timeless Hits? Guess who always had interesting tunes. You could never say, yeah, they're getting stale, they're getting boring, they're doing the same stuff over and over. Never. I mean, you think about a lot of the tunes, American Woman, These Eyes, so totally different. And then No Time is awesome, and Laughing, where he's laughing at the end of, oh my goodness, always, always interesting. No matter what song we put on from Guess Who, you know, it's a great song. And you love music, and of course you do. You're listening to this radio station, right? Timeless Hits, hello. But the Racine Concert Band's 102nd year of free concerts is almost over. Their last concert is going to be this Sunday night. Bring your blankets and your lawn chairs. It's at the gazebo, or the concert shell. I always want to call it the gazebo, but it's the band shell. And our very own Don Rosen will host and close up the evening. So a lot of that. The biggest one, though, the biggest one with this is that it's free.
Hey, everybody, Tom Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Save big money in your next staining project right now at Menards. Pittsburgh's ultra-advanced semi-transparent exterior stain and sealant in one can be applied on damp wood, allowing you to clean the surface and stain in one day. Save big on ultra-advanced exterior stain at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine, Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
News and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Yeah, love that Beatles version of rock and roll music. Bill Haley and his Comets did it too. I think the one that had the most success with that tune, though, was the Beach Boys. Although Humble Pie, that would have been pretty good. I wasn't aware REO Speedwagon also did a version of that. There's Tommy James and the Shondells.
Over yonder, what do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
Some bottom, so that the dancer just won't hide.